Today is March the 8th, the 8th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today as we greet a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. So here we are. It's our custom, right? It's our, it's the way we do things around here. Let's huddle up, gather together here around this campfire, and look out into the distance. That is the week. That is what is coming before us, that uncharted territory, those rolling hills, those forests, those fields, those lakes, those streams. That is the week. And we've never been there, but we have to go there and navigate it. And, navigating uncharted territory requires some preparation, some planning, maybe a map, maybe understanding the topography, understanding the ups and downs, the hills, the peaks, the valleys. Life is kind of like that. And so here comes our week. We can just blaze into it, see what happens. But the more we do that, the more we realize I'm getting tossed about by every wind. I'm getting taken out at every turn. I'm completely unprepared. I'm reacting to everything. Or we can look out over it like we're doing right now. Kind of see, this might be a problem area, or this day has its challenges. I can already see that. I'll be prepared. I'll have my rest. I will watch my tongue. I have to step into this thing that could go sideways so quickly. And I'm going to do it with graciousness and gratitude and humility so that it doesn't. All of these things are our choices. And certainly, a week brings things we didn't prepare for. Sometimes no big deal. Sometimes a very big deal. Sometimes it turns everything upside down. But being oriented to wisdom, oriented to God's Holy Spirit, who is here to comfort and direct and correct. Well, why would we ignore that and just walk into the unknown unprepared? So, may we walk into this week prepared? One of the ways that we do that is to invite the scriptures to speak for themselves into our lives. And we do that by showing up here every day, coming around the global campfire together, knowing that no matter what comes, we're walking through this together. We're together as a community as we take these steps. And so let's take the next step forward together. That will lead us back into the book of Numbers. It's a brand new week, so we will read from the English Standard Version this week. Numbers chapter 10, verse 1 through 11, verse 23. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Make two silver trumpets. Of hammered work you shall make them, and you shall use them for summoning the congregation and for breaking camp. And when both are blown, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the entrance of the tent of meeting. But if they blow only one, then the chiefs, the heads of the tribes of Israel, shall gather themselves to you. When you blow an alarm, the camps that are on the east side shall set out. And when you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that are on the south side shall set out. An alarm is to be blown whenever they are to set out. But when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow a long blast, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets. The trumpets shall be to you for a perpetual statute throughout your generations. And when you go to war in your land against the adversary who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. On the day of your gladness also, and at your appointed feasts, and at the beginnings of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. They shall be a reminder of you before your God. I am the Lord your God. In the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, the cloud lifted from over the tabernacle of the testimony, and the people of Israel set out by stages from the wilderness of Sinai. And the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran. They set out for the first time at the command of the Lord by Moses. The standard of the camp of the people of Judah set out first by their companies, and over their company was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. And over the company of the tribe of the people of Issachar was Nethanel, son of Zuar. And over the company of the tribe of the people of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And when the tabernacle was taken down, the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari, who carried the tabernacle, set out. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set out by their companies, and over their company was Elizur, the son of Shedur. And over the company of the tribe of the people of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And over the company of the tribe of the people of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Duel. Then the Kohathites set out, carrying the holy things, and the tabernacle was set up before their arrival. And the standard of the camp of the people of Ephraim set out by their companies, and over their company was Elishama, the son of Ammiud. And over the company of the tribe of the people of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And over the company of the tribe of the people of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Then the standard of the camp of the people of Dan, acting as the rear guard of all the camps, set out by their companies. And over their company was Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. And over the company of the tribe of the people of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Okran. And over the company of the tribe of the people of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the order of march of the people of Israel by their companies when they set out. And Moses said to Hobab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are setting out for the place of which the Lord said, 'I will give it to you.' Come with us, and we will do good to you, for the Lord has promised good to Israel." But he said to him, "I will not go. I will depart to my own land and to my kindred." And he said, "Please do not leave us, for you know where we should camp in the wilderness, and you will serve as eyes for us. And if you do go with us, whatever good the Lord will do to us, the same we will do to you." So they set out from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them 3 days' journey to seek out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was over them by day, whenever they set out from the camp. And whenever the ark set out, Moses said, "Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you." And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, to the 10,000s of Israel." And the people complained in the hearing of the Lord about their misfortunes. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some outlying parts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So the name of that place was called Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving. And the people of Israel also wept again and said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing. The cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at. Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like that of delium. The people went about and gathered it and ground it in handmills, or beat it in mortars and boiled it in pots and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. When the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell with it. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their clans, everyone at the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord blazed hotly, and Moses was displeased. Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you dealt ill with your servants? And why have I not found favor in your sight that you laid the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all this people? Did I give them birth that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a nursing child to the land that you swore to give their fathers?' Where am I to get meat to give to all this people? For they weep before me and say, 'Give us meat that we may eat.' I am not able to carry all this people alone. The burden is too heavy for me. If you will treat me like this, kill me at once. If I find favor in your sight, that I may not see my wretchedness." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and let them take their stand there with you. And I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take some of the spirit that is on you and put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you may not bear it yourself alone. And say to the people, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat, for you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, "Who will give us meat to eat? For it was better for us in Egypt." Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall not eat just one day or 2 days or 5 days or 10 days or 20 days, but a whole month, until it comes out at your nostrils and becomes loathsome to you, because you have rejected the Lord who is among you and have wept before him, saying, 'Why did we come out of Egypt?' But Moses said, 'The people among whom I am number 600,000 on foot, and you have said, "I will give them meat that they may eat a whole month." Shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them and be enough for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them and be enough for them?' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Is the Lord's hand shortened? Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not.'" Mark 14, 1 through 21. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people." And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought an opportunity to betray him. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better off for that man if he had not been born." Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God. To the choir master. A psalm of David when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Proverbs 10, 31 and 32. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked, what is perverse. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this brand new week. Thank you for all that you have brought us into and through, all that is yet to be confronted, all that is yet to be experienced. We thank you for our lives and the opportunity to grow, the opportunity to mature. Thank you for fathering us, loving us, being patient with us beyond any kind of description. And so, Holy Spirit, come. May we walk into this week believing what wisdom says in the Proverbs today. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom. May that be us this week. Because the alternative is the perverse tongue will be cut off. And so we would rather cut it off ourselves, like stop it, and bring forth wisdom. Holy Spirit, come, lead us into all truth. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, we are told. May that be true of us. This day and this week, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, my beautiful Dav fam, it's Asia calling from the City of Angels, and it is March 2nd already. Just wanting to wish all of the Dabbers just a joyful time in the Lord, no matter what we're going through, that we know that we will never forfeit our joy in the Lord, that we have His joy, and His joy is our strength. So just sending out some love and joy and encouragement in this season. I also would like to pray for some of the Dab requests. A couple people called in just very overwhelmed, overthinking, feeling anxious, debilitated, connecting some of it to the phone and scrolling. And again, just several callers, Rebecca from South Carolina and God's Little Bird both called in. And I just felt compelled in my heart, my spirit, to call in and pray. Let's go before our Father's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, hallowed be your beautiful, beautiful, reverential name. You are the Most High God, and you are the Most Holy. There is none more holy than you, Father God. Lord God, we look up to the hills where we see your glory, Father. We know that that is where our help comes from, Father God. Lord, as we sit at your feet, Lord, under the teachings of Christ Jesus, remembering that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and he has emulated how we should be, and we're so thankful for such a Savior, such a leader, such a Lord as he is, such a good shepherd. So, Father, we just lift up everyone suffering from just connections to these phones and being scrolling and feeling anxious and overwhelmed and reading things and watching videos that are just really not profitable. We pray that you would replace that with things that are good, true, and noble, and you would change our hearts and our volition, Lord God.
Hi, Dad community. This is Noel from Long Island, and I'm just here again asking for a prayer for my wife and I, for our marriage. It seems like it's all falling apart, and it actually is. I got served divorce papers about a week or so ago, and I'm obviously devastated, and I just want to hope, and I have to believe that God can turn this whole situation around. I'm not an innocent party here. I am repentant of my sins towards my wife, towards God, trying to take control of her and just situations all the time, putting so much expectations on her, not being an example of Christ to her, just being very harsh in my ways many times, and just not providing with her like stability, like emotional and spiritual stability. And I am repentant of it, and I've sought counseling, and I'm in therapy, both formal and also biblical, and I'm putting in the work to change, and I just feel that it's too late. I know that the change is still beneficial, but I want and I pray that God can restore my marriage, even at the last moment, that he can turn it around, that he can change our hearts, that forgiveness and reconciliation can still happen. Because I know that I love my wife, and I know that I want to be different. I know that we were working on it, and I just pray that God can come through. So please keep us in prayer. Thank you.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is the 3rd of March. Let us pray for our children. Manita called in. You called in with some grave news. We've been praying for your nephew, but he was found dead. We want to lift you up. We want to lift the family up. We ask the Lord be with you and give you peace as you walk through this challenging time. But we want to say thank you for calling in and give the Lord praise that we were able to pray for your nephew. Bianca called in, would like us to pray for nephew Abdullah, who has a medical incident, and is unresponsive. So we pray that things are better. We pray that whatever is going on and whatever has happened, that he is responsive now, that he is awake. We continue to lift him up and ask for our Lord's healing hand. Drew from the Bay Area, you called in, would like us to pray for granddaughter E, who has some mental issues. We lift that up to our Lord and pray that he will be with the doctors and the medical staff and your granddaughter, and she will be better. And he would also like to give a praise report that your daughter is doing well. So we're going to lift that up to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we lift this up in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless.
This prayer is for Rebecca in South Carolina. I heard your request on March 2nd on the daily program. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Rebecca. I lift her up to you for comfort, for relief, for reassurance that she is your child. Help her to first and foremost let that soak in and realize that you love her. You're going to walk through this with her, whatever's going on, the anxiety she's feeling, the turmoil she's feeling inside, that you can calm it, that you can walk through it with her. Even if you choose not to calm it, you will be there with her, and so will all of her DAB family. We lift her up to you, Lord. Just surround her. Rebecca, we love you, and we'll keep praying. Just stay connected to us on the prayer wall and through calling in. We love you. Bye-bye.